Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Do you still have a voice?
Oh, my voice is okay. Here. I didn't lose my voice at all. I feel like probably because I wasn't wasted or screaming that much. Did you lose your voice?
It got very raspy when I got home last night. And then today when I you know, first got on Zoom at work, I was like, hey, guys, I was like, we scared the shit out of Julia. It was so fun. What we're talking about is we went to a crazy, hilarious haunted hayride here in Los Angeles. And you and I maybe laughed the hardest we've laughed in years.
It was one of those perfect scenarios where it's not necessarily like the show that's being put on for you as is like the company that's with you. It was the perfect recipe of a fun little ladies' night all tossed together. And then our friend Julia had no sign that she would be scared at all. And the second we were like put in a little like holding area, she flipped her shit and then continued to flip her shit the entire hayride.
It was like, Andrea, when we walked through the admissions,
that's
like
what
the
I'm
very
saying.
First thing that was like haunted hayride this way, she was like, what the fuck is that? And we were like, it's a sign that says the haunted hayride is up this hill. And she's like, Guys, guess what we're doing? It's no trick. It's a treat. It's a fun little bonus Halloween episode of Side Work, a shorty and a sweetie.
Yeah. We definitely, we asked for these server submitted spooky stories. They came our way. We got one very appropriate for the season and just couldn't wait until next week to make it a Halloween leftover. We had to drop it on Halloween just for you guys.
We did. Because, I mean, it's Halloween and server related and haunted house themed. So, you know, and this comes from listener Chris Tapia. I'll go with maybe Tapia, but so freaking funny. And I was like, oh, man, this is just truly it's like a waitmare mixed into a server's haunted house is what we are going to share with you all.
Yeah, so we'll get started. Chris says, here's a fun idea for Halloween, a haunted house for servers. I'll get started, Brooke.
Okay.
All right. You walk in the door, you see a crowd of people yelling at the host, asking, how long is the wait list? You have to walk through them. When they see you, they start shouting drink orders at you.
After you get past them, delivery drivers surround you and start yelling and shoving their phones in your face.
Once you're past them, you're in a dark hallway. In the distance, you hear a bell ringing. As you progress down the hall, the ringing gets louder, and you approach a dimly lit expo line on your right, full of plates. Suddenly, a demon-faced line cook appears and said,
I need
hammers! While maniacally laughing and ringing the bell.
Before you is a tray. You must run it. You pick it up, and you start walking down the dark hall. Suddenly, blank-eyed children are running around your feet while laughing. You try your best not to drop the tray. As you turn the corner, there is an old person blocking your path, walking
ever so slowly as the children continue to run circles around you.
After what seems like an eternity, the old person before you steps aside as the hall opens to a mostly empty dining room. There's one solitary, solemn-looking man sitting at a table. The food is for him. You go and drop off the food. Slowly lifting his head, he says, barely above a whisper,
"I ask for a side of ranch."
Bam! Jump scare as your ghostly manager comes up behind you. She points to her left and says,
"The ranch is in the walk-in."
You see the walk-in door. The manager hisses as she slides back into darkness.
You go to the walk-in, and the door closes behind you. It is cold, and the room is stacked with boxes and containers with no labels. The smells of rotten food. You see the exit door, and on it, written in blood, are the words,
"The ranch holds the key."
You dig and dig, throwing everything around until you finally find a 16-quart Cambro container, crudely labeled ranch. You have no choice. You plunge your arm into the rancid ranch dressing, feeling around, finding nothing, and eventually you do. You feel it, the key. You pull it out, you put it in the door, and with a heavy clanking sound, the door opens into another dark hallway.
Reluctantly, you enter the hallway, but it's too dark to see anything but a dim light above a door at the end of the hall. As you struggle to focus, you realize the light is an exit sign. You're almost home. You relax a little and start walking more briskly. Suddenly, the sound of 100 phones ringing at once fills the room. Red lights turn on and reveal phones covering the ceilings and walls. The sound is maddening. You cover your ears and you run to the exit door thinking you've made it out.
Once through the door, you are in a literal field of weeds. You must make it out of the weeds. But the Karens are here, and they smell your fear. As you traverse this labyrinth, you can hear the snarling Karens following you through, demanding to speak to your manager and trying to send their food back. One of them proclaims in a raspy voice,
"You're not getting a tail!"
Eventually, you reach another door, going back inside.
Once through the door, you find yourself in a dining room full of guests, but they're all silent. They all slowly turn and look at you. At the other end of the room is the POS, where you can clock out. Once you start walking towards it, all the guests at the table start reaching towards you like zombies.
"Can I get a Diet Coke?
This burger is cool.
Where's my ranch?"
Just get through them and clock out, you tell yourself. Okay, you're almost there.
But after making your way through, you finally reach the POS and your ghostly manager appears again.
"Well, that was quite a shift, huh? Glad you made it through. All it takes is a little teamwork. Well, just in time, too. We close in 5 minutes.
Just then, right before you clock out, a group of zombie teenagers walks in the door. One of them turns his head with blood dripping from his mouth and asks,
"You guys still open?"
And that
wah,
is
wah.
That leaves room for a sequel, if you ask me, Brooke.
I was like, we could all go off and add lines to this haunted house, other scenarios. I mean, you really covered a lot of the bases, Chris. It just gets the mind thinking of a million more things that are nightmarish.
Absolutely. You know, the great thing about horror movies and stories is they do just really, you know, mirror real life, right, Brooke?
They do. I kind of pictured a table full of skeletons all asking for separate checks.
Yeah.
And then paying you with a pile of bones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This was great. I'm so happy we got to do this. And I love Halloween. And I love you. And thank you, Chris, for sharing this with us. We hope, we hope you guys are having a safe and happy Halloween, getting out there.
And as always, we love sharing spooky season with you all. So anything we can do to give you a little extra something sweet and scary, we got you. But we'll be back with regular Friday shows after this.
Yeah, you guys. Until then, Godspeed
and good tips.
Oh, oh, oh.